This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. At the previous school board meeting, Dr. Rufus Leffler gave a little synopsis on how the beginning of school was going, bus drivers, teachers, employees, and here he is during the board member comment period.
From what I heard, and it's very little, it seemed like that we've started our school year off pretty well, because otherwise we hear if it's not going well. We've got, it seemed like our buses, I was talking to Ms. Hedrick, and she said that we've got our buses running. All of them are running every day, but some of them are having to do double routes. So that's putting some kids late at school, but she's got some bus drivers in the pipe to hopefully have a bus driver on every route eventually. But it's doing much better than it has done in the past. And then she has said on the, as far as our teachers and our classified and our non-classified, that we've got more employees this year than we had last year. And we've still got some spots that need to be filled, but they're working on all of them, and it seems to be coming on very well. Also with our Stanley Stars, that's great to hear, because a lot of people we have in our system that are doing a great job, and they think that they're not being recognized, but they really are, because their colleagues and everybody around really see how good a job they're doing. And the school started back, and everybody's got back in the groove, and let's keep up the good work.
School board member Bill Sorensen kind of left off where he started the last meeting, admonishing the county commissioners for what he perceives as still a lack of adequate funding.
The election's coming up, and I hate to bring politics into it, but politics is crippling our school system, both sides of the aisle. So there's an essential question that we need to ask. If you have a child in the system, if you work for the system, if you have nieces or nephews in the system, these are some essential questions you need to ask of our county commissioners, our state house reps, and our state senate candidates. You need to ask, do they really support public education? Our county commissioners, we have several that are new. Every single one of them says, I support education. I go to the forums, I go to these things. We're gonna do this for the schools, we're going to do that for the schools. The day they get sworn in, their actions don't follow the words. I support schools, but I don't support funding our schools properly. We ranked 105th out of 117 systems last year. That is an insult to the kids of this county. That's an insult to those admins that are basically doing 12, 14-hour days. It's an insult to the teachers that are pouring their heart and soul. It's an insult. They don't support AP classes. We asked for specific line item issues in our budget. They don't support AP classes. It's just too bad. They don't support decent supplement increases. The state increased our cost to pay our classified people by over $1.1 million. We got less than that from them. Less than that. So they're basically saying, do more with less, but I support education. And finally, the state pay scale. And we still struggle to fill holes because we get beat to death by the counties around us. The commissioners were gracious enough to give us a 1% supplement increase for our teachers, which gives us almost a half what it is two neighboring counties, half. So when I say this, I'm angry because we are betraying the children of Stanley County. And before you go to the election and pull the lever for a candidate, you should ask that candidate what they really mean about supporting education. I can stand up here and say I support this and I support that, but you know that when the rubber hits the road, that's what really matters. So the essential question, when you need to ask this, I'll prefer people didn't vote at all if they don't know the answers to this. Find out what they do support. And if they can explain why 105 out of 117 is okay and will be worse next year, based on my prediction, it's going to be worse next year. If they can answer that question to your satisfaction, great. You know, cast the ballot for those folks. But personally, I'm getting tired of watching our kids get the short end of the stick.
Stanley County said the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners recently updated their county map book, which includes comparison data for all 100 counties on a number of metrics, including broadband, health, per capita income, taxation, public school funding, and more. Now, in the recent years, the school board has been critical of the county, given data suggested the county was one of the lowest ranked when it came to providing operational funding to local public school system. And according to the 2022 county map book, the county did rank 94 out of 115 public school systems in funding per student. However, between 2021 and 2024, three fiscal years, the Board of County Commissioners invested an additional $2.57 million in operational funding to the local school system. And the county's total operational funding to the school system in 23-24 was $15 million. It's also important to note that Stanley County's ranking will likely increase again in 24-25, given the county increased its operational funding to the local school system by $1.5 million for a total of $16.5 million annually. Currently, it shows per-student fund ranking at 65. That's up almost 30 from 94th, and total operational funding ranked 42nd.
In local sports, a couple of high school football games were played last night that would have normally been played tonight. They were moved up to Thursday night because of impending possible rainy weather for tonight. But in last night's games, North Stanley over West Stanley, a score 38-37 in three overtimes. It was a very exciting game. Again, went to three overtimes. North Stanley 38, West Stanley 37. And that game was heard right here on 107.3 FM and 1010 AM with Wallace Crawford and Tasker Fleming bringing you the play-by-play, our broadcast coverage presented by Fiberon. Also played last night was South Stanley at South Davidson. That score was South Stanley 66, South Davidson 0. And then Friday for tonight, Friday, September 13th, Albemarle is still scheduled to play at Anson.
And that's your local news report. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly cloudy today. A chance of showers this afternoon with a high near 78. Wind gusts near 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms at a low of 66. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com.